do with sesame seeds. What they were. They were previously the black sesame seeds were mixed with 108 cow dung balls. Put a little kapur, a little camphor inside, and they would offer it in yajna to the fire. Then they were supposed to bathe in sesame seeds. They were supposed to offer the Lord til ladus. Basically, Makar Sankranti means it's cold. And so til increases the heat along with the gur. So they made til ladus. And til, sesame, emanated from Lord Vishnu's perspiration, Garuda Purana says. Therefore, it's divine. So, okay, we covered three. You're supposed to give in charity, dakshina, til, and you're supposed to eat til. Now, this is the only ekadasi that you can eat til, because til was considered by some people to be a grain, and some people they consider it to be a seed. The English proverb works that when in doubt, do without. So, this day you get away with it. You can eat til on this day. If you're doing nirjal, you put it, touch it to your forehead, and you eat it the next day. It's like in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, Sriman Mahaprabhu and his Parshada were doing Ekadasi Vratam. In those days, Ekadasi Vratam meant Jagaran. That was the common thing. Nowadays, hardly anybody does it. You have to do it in your individual capacity. The institutional capacity is the minimum, which everybody can easily do, which is fasting from grains and beans. Chant more rounds. Chant up to 25 like that. Srila Prabhupada wrote one god sister of mine in 1971, what to speak of 25. Chant more. Kadasi means don't eat anything. We cannot do it, meaning most people cannot do it. Therefore, we do kalpavas. Kalpavas means something. Basically, upavasa in Sanskrit means, some people take it to mean fasting. One definition is upavasa, to reside divinely in an upward state. This means to reside with Bhagavan. That's the idea. So anything that will help your Govinda Smriti, to remember Govinda, that is upavasa. It will push you to remember Govinda. So this titi is called... Now, what happened to this titi? So if the titi is not a full ekadasi, if it started... Usually titis are sunrise to sunset. Sunrise to sunrise, actually. It's like that. So if the titi started a little bit late, then it is not a full ekadasi. It's considered to be vidha. Or if it was mixed with dasami, titi, then it's considered to be vidha, contaminated, not a proper one. So they observe it the next day. I was just in the Middle East. They observed it yesterday. So it was a full titi for them. Here it was mixed. So rather than give a partial titi, give a full titi, so then it goes to the next day. So this one is called Paksha Vardhini Mahadvadasi. Paksha is the 2 weeks, the previous 2 weeks, Paksha. So Vardhini is to increase or to expand. So the idea of it is, whatever you do not have time for the previous 2 weeks, you get it in today. That's the idea. So, this is where your individual capacity comes into play. We have two capacities. You have your institutional capacity, and you know what everybody does, tote the party line, it's what everybody does, the sampradaya line. Party means sampradaya. So, but then there's the purvacharyas. What did they do? They did jagaran on this day. Now that is a little bit more. So, hardly anybody does it in Kali Yuga now. I had to inquire from my superiors. Last year, on Govardhan Puja Day in Vrindavan, there was a venerable elderly Vaishnava, Fakir Mohan Das. He's about 86. He's a retired professor or principal of Utkal University Sanskrit Department head. And he's extremely sattvic, very simple-hearted, extremely humble to the high degree, and quite learned. So my godbrother, Ayendra Prabhu, and his associates were doing kirtan. And the head pujari of Krishna Balaram Mandir, Mukunda Datta Prabhu, and his priya, Purnima, they, you know, amazing what they did for Giriraj, their Govardhan Shila. They made a full bungalow, you know, like that for him. And they put the deities outside, and they gave it more than a chapan bhog. Huge amount of bhoga was offered. And I was astonished. And I went to her, Purnima, who did this? Ah, I had a few friends. She said, 99% I did, you know. And then, my children did a few things. And I had a few friends. 99% I did. Really nice preparations for the Lord. So they offered it. So at that time, I saw Fakir Mohan Prabhu. Now, I had a question. There are five limbs of Kartik Vrat. And one of the fifth limb is Jagaran. It's like ragas in Bengali Padyavali Kirtan. If you don't know the raga, then bhul jao. You know, you just throw it. You know, you just throw it. I showed one. I was struggling with this book, Chaitanya Mongol, by Lochan Das Thakur. And it was published in Bangla by the Chaitanya Mission group. So he's from a Bangladeshi Kirtaniya family. So I showed it to him. Prabhu, what is this raga? Because Lochan Das Thakur Mahasai has written it with the raga. The idea is the Gauranga Smriti will increase by the power of the raga. That's the idea. That was the idea of the Acharya, obviously. So in 1981, when I started to learn Bengali bhajans from a brahmachari named Krishnadas, I found out his bhajans are on the net. He's not strictly following now, unfortunately. He's in Gadadhar Danta Samadhi with his sister, and he's a little bit offline. And I kept telling him, oh, just go back to the mud with your god brothers, you know. Bury the hatchet, you know, but I don't know. He's not. I see him now and then. So I asked him in 1981, so how do you sing Lochan Das Thakur's legends? Manmukhi. He said, whatever the mouth of your mind means, whatever you think. And I said, and I thought to myself, I said, nahi hota, you know, acharya mukhi, baba. This is not what we want. We want from the mukha of the acharya. And the acharya says, this is the raga, Lochan Das said. So I thought, let me find the raga. So I went to Mukti Datta. And I said, Prabhu, you know this raga? And he goes, Ari Babari, you know, this is the first time I saw the name of the raga. What to speak of how to sing the raga, you know. So this is how much Bengali Padyavali Kirtan has changed over the years, really. All right. Still, I am begging and hoping eventually maybe Ananta Natai will help me. I don't know. Before I give up this body, somehow or another. Mahanidhi Maharaj came out with it. Subhag Swami in his ecstasies, he left out a few things here and there. In the book. And so I says, Maharaj, where's the bungalow? Where's the bungalow? I'm not a Bengali. Mahanidhi Maharaj says, you want it, you put it in, you know. So I thought, book is incomplete. The mool bungalow is not there. The Roman bungalow is not there. And the raga is not there. That is the most important thing for the rasa, for the Gauranga Smriti rasa to come up. So I thought like that. How to do it? Well, if you know kirtan, we'll do it. And if we don't, we'll try to learn from those who do. And I've been trying to encourage, you know, Ananta Natai also. Let's see what he does over the years. But I have this in my heart that eventually that should come out, eventually, with the ragas, with the DVD, so that people can learn if they're attracted to the Shabda, the Tatra Lolyam Apimulyam Egalam. Bhakti means the intense greed to have it. If that anuvad, if that translation penetrates your heart, then you'll learn it. And you don't care what people like or people don't like. You don't care. If it touches your heart in your individual capacity, you're going to learn it. That's the point. So Akadasi Vratam is pretty much the same thing. So I asked him, well, Fakir Mohan, how did it happen? How did our acharyas do it? How did the previous generations do it? Then he became grave and he said, the king of Orissa would set an example for the citizens. It means the boss has got to do it. If the boss doesn't do it, forget it. Pradhan Senapati Sogaya, Sub Sena Sogaya. You know, if the chief commander in chief of the army, if he goes to sleep, all the soldiers go to sleep. You know, so that's the problem. Somebody has to put your foot out in your individual capacity to increase. So this is the difficulty. How? So he said the king of Orissa would keep a diya, one of those clay diyas, on his head. What is that, you know? Well, siramarpanam, they're offering their head to the Lord, like that. That's one bhava. We're offering our head. Sirasya darayamyaham, we're holding it on our head. In this case, literally. Next thing, tatasta lakshana, Fakir Mohan told me was, if you, in the wee hours, you start to fall asleep because your body is, you know, naturally goes to sleep, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you know, the bodily clock, then this diya will slip off your head and land on your kalath. The king of Orissa could use ghee. Everybody else was likely using teal katail, Fakir Mohan told me. Citizens can afford it, sesame oil, pure, it's affordable. The other citizens in Orissa would use teal katail. The tatasta lakshana, he said with a smile, is that if it falls off your head, it'll land on your cloth and your cloth becomes ganda, right? And then, you know, somebody's going to have to clean it. And for most householders, it means their wife. So the king was scared of his wife. His wife will say, what did you do? What did you do? You know, like this. And even the king of Orissa was scared of his wife, you know. So it keeps him in line. You know, by having this D, and this D is really close now. So, you know, you keep it on your head, you know, it's really close. It's hard to escape that, you know. Keep your head up, you know. And if it falls off, your wife will kill you, you know. So so even the king of Orissa feared his wife. He was in line, okay. Next, he said, Pravachan or Natak, any drama, that was finished by 10 o'clock. Max 11, all right, maximum 11 p.m. Why? He said, Fakir Mohan told me, people have no circuits. The circuits do not work after 10 p.m. You know, and people will sit down, you know, then naturally, you know, they'll go out, you know. So you don't want them to sit down. I was in Radha Damodar party, and as one of the stay-back crew members. And so, you know, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, these festivals, you push yourself over. Whatever you can do and do a little more. That's a festival, right? And, you know, where's your japa? Well, you know, we had to get some work done and there was nobody to help us, so we had to do it. So then what about your rounds? We'll stock it, okay? So there were rules, unwritten rules for late night japa after 10 p.m. You know, you got to make up your rounds. So these rules were three. There were don't stop moving, don't stop chanting, and don't sit down. If you do any of those three things, forget it. Hang it up. Let me sit down for a second, you know, in the foyer or something on a chair. You'll be gone. You wake up 4 hours later on the floor, you know, duh, you know, what happened? Your Akadasi was toast. That's what happened, you know. So you fell out. Your Akadasi was toast. That's what happened. So don't stop moving. Don't stop dancing. Don't sit down. So Fakir Mohan told me that the king of Orissa would arrange. After 10 o'clock p.m., no more classes, no more drama, nothing. Only kirtan. If you're doing nirjal, which the tradition was in those days, how long can you pump a harmonium and play a drum and play kartals? Maybe half an hour, maybe an hour. You run out of energy. The king was ready. As soon as the first string kirtaniers ran out of energy, the king was ready. Second string should come. First string should sit back, enjoy the kirtan. Let the second string come in. The second string would come in and they would play kirtan for a little while. They would run out of energy. The king was ready. Third string, C string come. And the trick is this. This is how you keep the party whole. The trick is this. As the hours go from 11 o'clock to 12 to 1 to 2 to 3, then people who do the kirtan should be better and better and better and better. This way, if you sit down, let me sit down for a moment. You sit down for a moment, I'm too weak, and you sit down for a moment, and if you can start to nod out, then your friend, your spouse, whoever's next to you will go, the kirtan is rolling, the kirtan is rolling. And you go, yeah, the kirtan is rolling, the kirtan is rolling. You know, don't stop moving, don't stop chanting, don't sit down. Yeah, 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 you're right, let me stand up. You know, so you stand up and start to dance, start to dance. It's actually, if you ever do it, it's wonderful. Now, it's not bad on a Sunday, like this is. Now, that's not so bad. You know, when your Kadasi is Friday through Saturday, Sunday, or whatever, Chuti, that's not difficult. The difficulty comes when a Kadasi falls in the middle of the week. What are you going to do? And let me tell you about that. That's interesting. In 1970, there's a book called, Bhakti Vikash Maharaj has written it, called Traditional Indian Village Life. Nice book. So he was reminiscing when he was in 1970, 71, he was in Bangladesh preaching with Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj. And they would do some evening program. And so he would ask the host of the program, so when will the people come? When they get here, you know. It was like, you know, they're walking 50 kilometers away, 100 kilometers away. There's no buses, there's no trains. Maybe a tonga, I can't say, you know. It depends on the road, you know. And they're walking, nah, through the fields or whatever they're walking. When they arrive, you start the program. You know, when you get enough people filling up the hall, you start the program and let the rest of the people trickle in. When will it end? When it's over. When will it be over? They expected that sadhu sangha means we'll be all night with the sadhus. We're not going home. Now, what about their cows? We'll give them some bushi, you know. I'll give them some grass. I'll give them some water. And, you know, the cows won't starve for a little grains. They didn't get grains that day. Jagannath Das Babaji Mahasai, who left his body in Govardhan, over 100, 102 something, he said, chant Krishna Kirtan constantly and don't give the cows grains on Ekadasi. You know, Dinabandhu told me that. You know, interesting. So in those days, every grihastha had a cow, really. Goseva was more. It was an opportunity to serve the cow. And she did a lot. The first line of defense for the householder was the cow. The cow would get sick before the householder got. She would protect the householder. The cow dung, gomaya and gomutra, was better than anything else. Destroys so many diseases. You can make dhoop with it. The monkeys will stay away. Very wonderful. I had one recipe that Madan Gopal here gave me in April of 2005. So when I went to Gosevak Sadhana in Durgapur, Jaipur, I asked them, I said, your dhoop is like this. I had the recipe in my brain. And they said, nah, we put so many more flowers and essences and so many things in there. Not even a third of what we put, you know. Then they said, and the dupe, the bashma of that dupe, it you mix it with honey, knocks out your cold. Look at that. Look at that. Huh? And he handed me a little glass of arka. Arka, okay, right. And I handed it to my friend from South Africa at the time, and he handed it to his mother. She is a village girl. Toot, Arco. Yeah. Her husband wouldn't touch it. Okay? And then he said, this is our new product, Grita Kumari Arka. They're mixed it with Grita Kumari. Wow. You know? And it had a sweet taste. The Grita Kumari, the aloe vera gave it a sweet taste. Can't, I don't know why, but it was quite interesting. After they cook it down, the black stuff on the bottom, they ground it up and they made gota, tablets with it. Ganvati. Gunavati, covered with the qualities. Ganvati, tablet. And, you know, and they mix it with haldi and so many things now. And that, her husband took, you know. And one tablet is a half a glass of arka, literally. And your pipes are clean, you know. And in middle age, that is important. If you can clean your pipes in the morning. In middle age, after 50, they say you have to keep three things moving. Mind moving, bowels moving, and body moving. And when you're 55, move it a little faster. So, Ganvati is good. It's portable. It's travelable. You can keep it a long time. And it is concentrated cow urine. And you take one or two or whatever like that. Dip, your pipes are clean. It's great. The cow is so... What you get from the cow in terms of milk products is nothing. Insignificant compared to what you can get from the cow in terms of... And they put it everywhere. The Gold Bar was everywhere, on the walls, on the floor, on the pad, and everywhere. And they would smear a fine bucket of cow dung water everywhere to sanctify everywhere and clean everywhere. That was part of cleaning the house. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And people don't do that. What about the cows? Ah, they won't starve. We gave them some grass. We gave them some water. Cows will be all right. And if they cry, let them cry, nah, you know. Cows are crying all day long anyway. Let them cry, you know, what's the problem? One day the cow will not starve. And so then your children have to go to school. Ah, they'll go to school, nah. We taught them how to go to school. They can go to school. Their elder sibling will take them to school. Or their friend will take them to school. Many times children, the first day to school, you have to take them to school. After that, they get used to it, and they want to go to school. You know? So then they'll go to school by themselves. Let them, we won't worry about them. What about your dukan? You have to open your shop. Ah, we'll open it, nah. You know, we'll open it. Somebody will open it. We'll have our servant open it. We'll open it, you know. It'll get done, you know. What about your domestic duties? You're cooking, you're cleaning, this, that. Ah. Get done. Ah, we'll do it. We'll do it with somebody. We're staying with the sadhus. Who's got time to be with your friends? We're busy working hard day and night for a headache. You know, really. So if you get a chance to dance with your friends, well, we had fun. We danced with our friends all night long. That was fun. And tatra lolya mabhi mulya me kalam. Because sambandha in Vaishnava Sangha means to have a question. If you have a question for your superiors, your peers, or your subordinates, tatra lolya mabhi mulya me kalam. The one thing of bhakti is the intense greed to have it. And if you're greedy, you'll ask the prashna. And you don't care. You'll ask it 100 times if you need to. And the more Vaishnavas or Vaishnavi you ask the question to, then your question becomes honed. It becomes sar. It becomes very good for everybody. Just like in second canto, when the Bhagavatam really starts. First chapter, I think it's sloka 5. Vadiyane sate prashna krita loka kritam anrupam. Very nice question. Your loka, your question is very good for the population. Well, if a raja asks the question, it has to be good for the praja, you would think. So, krita loka hittam anrupam. It is good for the benefit of the population. Okay. Advavit manyate pungsam shrota vyarani yakpura. It is actually the answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing for human society. That's the idea. So the more you ask the question, and you get different paradigms which add to your repository of answers about the question, you're enlivened. And you don't care what time of day. Greed means you don't care. If you have a question, you don't care what time of day or night you ask the question. I was with one sannyasi. Must have been, 1987 or so. I was in Vishakhapatnam. Me and Basu Ghosh and Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj were going to go in a train, leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning, going on the Tapi line to Baroda. You come to my festival, I'll go to your festival, Puri Maharaj said. So Basu Ghosh went to his festival, and I also went. And like, I needed a chuti from Bombay anyway, you know. You needed a chuti anyway, get out of town. You know, we needed it. So I went. You're going to the festival. I'm going to the festival. I went to the festival. And you're coming to my festival, I'll go to your festival. So we were installing a deity in Puri Maharaj's mutt and Krishnanagar. So then he came with us. And the rickshaw stopped at night or something. All of us went to the station about 10 o'clock at night. And then we were in the chairs. Basu Ghosh and Puri Maharaj was conked, crashed. There was Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj, Grant Road Gaudi Mutt. And he's in charge of that mutt. And he's a really shiny sannyasi. And in 1999, I saw him after a gap of 12 years. He immediately recognized my face. He knew my name, recognized my face, everything. So when you make a sambandha, it is for life. And I was asking him about Vaishnava Nitti. And I would talk with him in Hindi as long as my Hindi would go. And I would go into English. And he would talk in English as long as his English would go and go into Hindi. You know. So back and forth he went. And from midnight, I was asking him Prashna. And he was going on until 1 o'clock and when his train came to take him towards Puri side. And I thought, this is a sannyasi. If you've got a question, he'll answer your question, doesn't care what time, day or night. That is renunciation. If somebody is greedy, they must be satisfied. You must help them. So that he had that bhava, and I love that bhava. And I was immediately impressed. This is the lakshana. If somebody has a question, sincere. You can ask them, did you research it? If they've asked that question 100 times and they've researched it, you know, Googled on the net, you know, there's so many ways. Ask all your superiors, ask your friends. If they asked all their superiors, their counselors like that, the question, by the time it gets to you, it should be sar. It should be concentrated question, formatted. Like this, in such a nice way. And loka hitra hitta. It should be good for everybody now. It should be generalized. There's no sharam. There's no fear. What would my relatives think? What would my husband think? What would my spouse think? What would my friends think if I ask this question? Nah. You've packaged it in such a way. From specific, visesha, it became more. So, if you asked a question to your dear friend on Ekadasi night, Ekadasi is so dear to Krishna that Krishna will help his devotees. And Ekadasi Mata will help the devotees herself. So you should expect that if you ask a good question on Ekadasi night, something will happen that will really change you. You know? So that is another thing. Time stops. You won't forget that answer for the rest of your life. That's the idea. So that was Prashna. But other than that, Harikatha, just sing. So it is wonderful, actually. What about the middle of the week? Wait a minute. The middle of the week means you need to get 3 fanatics, at least. You need to get 3 devotees that are ready to stay up, and they don't care. It is not what you're losing. We lost a meal. We can't eat grains. You know, it's not that. That's not the bhava. What did you gain? You keep a diary. What did you gain? Now, Ekadasi Vratam always has to be improved by your individual capacity. That's the idea. So let's take the base. Suppose one is accustomed to eating 3 meals under normal capacity. Let us say, okay, Throw one. All right, what is a meal? A meal means you have to purchase it, right? Purchase the kiran, whatever it is. And then you have to cut it. And you have to cook it. And then you have to offer it, right? Then you have to distribute it. And then you have to eat it last. And then after eating, there's most of the time when you eat grains or something, is post-prasadam paralysis, right? And then everybody knows whatever goes in the mouth has to come out the other end, right? That's inevitable. So then you have to take a bath. Add the whole thing up, samagri. Put the whole thing together, 4 hours, come say come. Throw one meal, 4 hours you saved. What are you going to do with that 4 hours? That's what the diary's for. What did I do without 4 hours? Because you have to reveal it to your diary. Your diary is basically personal. I remember when I associated once with my godbrother here, Dutta Karma. He was, what are you doing? I'm writing my diary. And I wanted to look. No, it's for me. Diaries, sometimes you can publish it. It's up to the author. Most of the times it's for Atma Shuddhi, for your purification of heart. You keep your own diary. There's other things to keep diaries for, to push you, to push the mind. Like during marathon, something like that, you're passing out some books, you're pushing yourself. You would write a diary with all the sweeties, all the nice people you met. Where were you guys? I've been waiting for this book for ever since I was born. Where were you guys? You know, they're called sweeties. You can get one sweetie and they will increase your toleration for 200 no's. Get out of my face. Get out of here. I don't want it. I don't want it. Get out. If you have one sweetie, 200 no's. But there's other thing about that sweetie. You write about that sweetie in your diary. Whenever you don't want to get out the door, just open your diary, look at it. Ah, I must get out the door, you know. So the diary will help push you when the mind says why. When the mind says why, you better be ready, you know. Because why? Vishnujana Swami referred to it as our causeless unwillingness to serve Krishna. Donkey mentality. We just don't want to serve Krishna. Causeless unwillingness to serve Krishna. Donkey mentality. To fight the donkey, that's what the diary's for. Look at that, sweetie. This is why I should preach. So, diary. What did I do for that 4 hours this week? Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Chaitanya Shikshamrit, from Akadasi to Akadasi, you make your short-term plans for long-term prema. So you keeping the diary is a part of that. If I surrendered this much to Krishna, then what did I get? How did I utilize that? Pakshavardhani, now you have to increase. What you don't have time to do the last 15 days, now do it. Read something. Read some shastra. Or Vishesha Amrita Pan. You're memorizing something which is really important to you. And your list should be longer than you have time to do it. Because that's what Akadasi is for, nah? What you don't have time to do, then you're going to try to do some of it on Akadasi. And if you got it. Matakshmati Gyanam Aponam Cha. Krishna is the source of knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. If you want it, and you're begging him, oh, please give, oh, kindly give, then you say, sure, have it. If it's anukul, if it's favorable, sure, have it. Then it'll help you remember it. Yeah. If you say something doesn't stay in the mind, why? You're not using it. You have to use it. If you don't, your mind is like that. If you don't use it, you will lose it. So, smriti means like that. Why did you learn it? It was useful. Well, what for? If you meditate on what for, then you won't lose it. Suppose you lose a word. You just look at it a couple more times, pops right back, like that. Dake, you have to beg. So many times, I'm lecturing or something, and a shloka was just on my tongue, and I forgot it. Whoop, kanu, oh, baya, you call them. Are dena baya, please give it, you know? Then he'll give it, no? But he's giving it, it's like, he does it all the time. It's like hanging a carrot in front of you. Don't forget, I'm in charge. Don't forget, I'm the one who told you to remember it. Don't forget that. I gave it back to you. Don't forget it now. Yeah, you're the boss. I won't forget it. Yeah, no, I won't forget it. If anything I want it, I'll beg you. I'll just ask you for it. Yeah, you know, and they'll give it. No? This is called Sarita Sarvabhutanam. He's in everyone's heart. He's everyone's friend. He'll give it to you now. You ask him. Dake. If he's not giving it, why? He's not giving it. I'm not begging enough? Could be. I don't deserve it. If you're not going to do abhyasanam, then why you need it? What do you need it for? If you're not going to apply it, then what do you need it for? What is it useful? If you don't know, then you will lose it. If you know what it's for, then why did you lose it? If it was valuable, what did you lose it for? Because yogachchalatamanasa, I allowed my mind to be distracted by your lucid energy. But you're not distracted. Kindly give it. All right, sure. You want it back? What are you going to do? Well, I have to do bitaran. I have to give it to others. All right, if you give it to others, okay, I'll give it back. It's a good idea. Okay. If your Ishtadeva asks you in the heart, why? Why should I give this to you? You better have a good answer. You better have a good answer for them in the heart. I wasn't applying it. I wasn't applying it in the past. And why? Because I was stupid. I was under your looser energy. And I didn't realize how valuable it is. Now you've opened my eyes with a torch of knowledge. I understand that it's valuable. And it's valuable either for me or for my friends, and I will distribute it to others. Kindly be merciful. All right, have it back. You can have it. And this way, it doesn't matter. Anything you're studying, you can retain it if there is greed. One friend told me I smoked too much hallucinations or something like that, drugs, when I was a child. So my brain is cooked. I cannot remember. And I said, how wonderful. How wonderful. Dake, you can call out more. Ooh, it's nice. If you feel that you have some lacking, some emotional lacking, physical lacking, mental lacking, then you just have to do dake more. What is our lacking? Our lacking is simply our karma file from our previous sinful and pious activities that we've done. That's all. But dake, you call out to Krishna or to Tulsi Rani, and she can help you, nah? And Krishna will help you. They can give you anything. They can help you do anything. You just take shelter of them. They'll help you. That goes beyond your karma. So it's interesting. Dake, you have to call out. The problem of the heart is that we do not beg enough. I was talking with Atul Krishna in Bahrain just now. When you consider the mercy of Gauranga, he's so kind. But when you look at different pramanams from different parshad of Gauranga, it looks like Gauranga, Achar, and Vichar, Gauranga, Achar, and Prachar, like Jagannanda Pandit says, it's not to be taken lightly. There has to be some abhyasanam. There has to be a practice to get vijnana. You practice it, and you get vijnana. Then you can do dake. So you have to apply it. Then after you show your sincerity by applying it, when you do dake, then it'll come from the heart more sincerely. This is the combination I stumbled. I was asking Bhakti Charamarsh, but he's so humble. He said, I think you've answered it. And I go, but Maharaj, you know, I wanted something more from him, but he wouldn't. I suppose I have to beg him later on further, you know, like that. But Atul is pretty straight. Atul Krishna is pretty straight. So he answered it pretty nicely. It was good. Dake, if you don't get it, you don't deserve it right now. You have no experience of abhyasanam. You're not greedy enough for it, or you don't know the value of it. Kimartham, what is the value of it? You know? When you understand those things, then you're convincing your antaryami within the heart and your superiors, your ishtadevas, to give it to you. And if they want, if they're pleased with you, they can give you. Huh? Like that. So, dake, we have to apply. So this is what we do. Another aspect of Ekadasi Vrata. This shloka that I put on the board here, which will tip it. Can you tilt the board a little bit so everybody can see it? This is from Garuda Purana Sarodhara, India Book House publication. By Bhaktisuman's grace, I got it back. It was gone from my hard drive. He got it back, and he got it from the devotees here in a PDF. It was good, with the Devanagari. And as Jayadvaita Swami said, sannyasis are the most munificent of those with hard drives. You know? So, you know, we can pass it out. So this is from the 8th chapter, verse 26. This is very good about Pakshavardhani Mahadvanashi. So I chose this shloka. Those who can see it. Ekadasi Vrtama Gita Gangambu Tulasi Dalam. Vishnu Padambu Namani Marane Mukti Dani Cha. 6 things that give liberation. Actually, I couldn't find it in that same book. I think later on it mentions if you die in a goshala, you'll get liberated. I have to dig that shloka again. I would think I couldn't find it. I have to dig it up. Maybe you have to look in Goseva Ank, Goseva Chamatkar. You know, those that had cows, you know, they don't have a doubt. You know, we have a doubt. We don't have cows now. But those that have cows and serve cows, there is no doubts, you know. So, 6 things that give liberation. Pakshavardhani, let us increase this 2 weeks. All right, so this shloka is good. Ekadasi Vrtam, increase it. Now, let me describe a little more. How do you do that? Shanai Shanara Paramet Buddhya Dhriti Grihitaya, step by step. Gita 625 says, Dhyan Yoga, how do you increase your meditation on Bhagavan? So, step by step. All right. We have our individual capacity. We have our institutional capacity. We got to do our service, right? Or if you're a householder, you have your domestic responsibilities. You have your kids. You have your job. That's not going to stop on Ekadasi. If you're self-employed, then yeah, you give yourself a vacation. You just don't show up in the office. Or you delegate it, you know, whatever. You plan it ahead of time. Ekadasis, to be really good, have to be planned ahead of time. The more you plan ahead of time, the sweeter the Ekadasi will be. So, Ekadasi is coming up. We just had it. In 10 days, Ekadasi is coming up. What am I going to do? You know, you have to plan it. Okay? Jayadvaita Maharaj was mentioning about the chanchal mind with Ekadasi. Sthiratara man is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 15, verse number 22. The mool shloka is Asankalpa Jayata Kaman. By making vows with determination, you can give up lusty desires. In his tikka, in his Saratha Darshani tikka, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad mentions that Ekadasi means you can see so many, if you're determined not to eat, then even if you see so many preparations offered to Krishna, nothing disturbs your mind. In the same way, he says, there are many females on the road, on there. And if you're determined not to live with one, then that is the same. He says, your mind is fixed in brahmacharya, like that. You see, you said like that. So it's the same thing. You can see so much food, Vishwanath says. And if you're determined, this is all for Krishna, nothing for me. Then even if you see so many different kinds of vehicles, it doesn't disturb you. Now, Asthiratamana. Asthiratamana was done very nicely by Jayadvaita Maharaj. You wake up in the morning. Okay, it's Ekadasi. All right, what am I going to do? Yeah, I think I'm going to do nirjal, right? By 8 o'clock in the morning, the acids in your stomach are starting to talk, and you're starting to think, well, wait a minute, maybe I should push it a little bit more. What I'll do is I'll just fast until noon, and then I'll eat some fruits, you know, like that, okay? But if that pujari comes out with that Ekadasi offering to the Lord, what am I going to do? You know? So Jayadvaita Maharaj mentioned that. That's hilarious. This, you didn't make a firm determination. You have to become sthiratara. When Ekadasi comes, it's a switch. You turn it off. I'm not going to eat. End of story. I don't care what, when is Ekadasi. It's Ekadasi. Ekadasi means don't eat. But it's more than just upavasa. How are you going to reside next to Govinda? That's the main business. So, okay. What is kalpavasa? First thing in Hari Bhakti Vilas is the mandatoriness. Everybody does it, Sanatan Pad. And Gopal Bhattarapada was referring to it. And they gave 4-5 pramanams there. If you see one pramanam, You know, it's not going to shake your world. If the pramanam has no tikka, then it's even weaker. I asked Gopi Puranadhan about that. It means it's weak. If it, those that have shraddhavan, it's not weak for them. It shakes their world. If you have no shraddha, a man convinced against his will retains the same opinion still. Right, so old habits die hard. Or one godbrother from Sydney, Australia said, you will die before your habits do. So it's like that. I'm not habituated to this. This pramanam is suspicious. I don't trust it, right? If it has a tikka, wait a minute. You know, that gives a little more weight to it. If there's no tikka, no commentary, and it's not mentioned in any other pranam, wait a minute. What is it? I asked Gopi Puranadhan about it. And he goes, you can take it with a grain of salt. That means you can accept it or reject it as you like. Right? If you're Shraddhaman, then it is very important. And if you're Ashraddhadana Purusha, then who cares? It's like that. It's like I said, ragas. If you don't know what the raga is, buljao. You know, just forget it, you know. Kaladeshan Patra, not for me. I don't need to do it. Right, throw it. Okay? Two pramanams. That's a little more interesting. Two pramanams. We'll think about that. But I can't be fanatical. Maybe I don't have to apply it, right? Three pramanams. Wait a minute. If you got three pramanams, why you should do something, that's interesting. Four pramanams. Am I missing something? Am I forgetting something? Now, if you want to say like Hari Bhakti Vilas, only for the Indians, only written in India. But if you spend time in India, then Hari Bhakti Vilas is definitely for you. If you don't spend time in India, then you can accept it or reject it as you like. Pramanam, Krishna tells that Tasma Shastra Pramanam Te Karya Akarya Vyavasati. Our discrimination should be owned by Shastra Pramanam. Gatva Shastra Vidyanukta. If you know what is said there, Karma Kartumi Hardasi, you deserve to act like that. You deserve to act like that. Iharasi, you deserve to act like that. So a Vaishnav or a Vaishnavi of substance thinks, our Purvacharyas, Gopal Bhattapada and Sanatan Pad, they worked hard in this Grantha. They wanted it applicable to all the Grahasthas. You should not say only the Grahasthas that in Bharat, because that was all that was at that time. Our Acharyas are pretty far-fetched. They're visionary people. Now, it reminds me of, it's not applicable. Depends. If you're a Bahirmukh, if you're externally absorbed, then you don't reside in any dham. You reside where your karma puts you, some city. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions there in Manashiksha Bhajan Darpan commentary in Shloka 1 about Gostali Yeshu residing in the dham. There are two types of sadhus. They reside in the dham mentally or physically in the dhamma. So if you reside mentally in the dhamma by Gauranga Katha, Krishna Katha, then you'll reside in Mayapur, Navadvip, or, you know, Vrindavan. Bina ticket poch gaya, sasta. You know? And if you do that, if you make the abhyasam to read it, then you're residing there. Then when you go physically, you really appreciate it. And you'll have the adhikara when you retire to go there, and you'll appreciate it. Otherwise, you don't get it. Okay, so that is about it. If it doesn't apply to you, do you mentally reside in Vrindavan? Are you mentally residing in Navadvip? If you are, then yes, in your mind, you should definitely take that pramanam. Even if you live in Chicago or something like that, you should take that pramanam. If your mind is in Navadvip, if your mind is in Vrindavan, that pramanam is important. Our acharyas didn't waste their time writing this stuff. Okay, next. Four pramanams. Gee, maybe I'm missing something. Okay, next. How do you do it step by step? Okay. Throw one meal. Then 6 months of akadasis, you think, because you have to let it roll, right? 6 months of akadasis means 12 akadasis, okay? like that. If you can do your work, because something emergency happens, some emergency things, you know, your kid fell out of the mango tree or something, broke his arm, you got to go to the hospital or something. All night long, you lose your sleep. So many people lose their sleep over something, right? Why not lose your sleep for a good cause? Yeah, you know. That's the idea. It's not what you're losing. It's what are you gaining, what you didn't have time to do the rest of the 2 weeks. So, all right. Now, that was fun. I didn't die. I threw one meal and it was good. 6 months of a cut. I said, yeah, I can do that. Raise the bar another centimeter. Yeah. Hey, let's throw another one. Sure, throw another meal. You're used to eating 3 meals a day, throw one, another one. You're eating one meal on that codicil. Okay? You saved 8 hours. What are you going to do with those 8 hours? That's what your diary's for. Okay? Now, what about that one meal? Now, if you take one meal after Suryasta, then Sanatan Pad said you got 50%. Okay? If you take one meal at noon, you got 25%. All right? Now, the idea of it is evidently the Jagran is the rest, you know? So it's interesting. It's interesting. Hey, what if you can't do it? Okay, now this is cool. Offer the Lord a Tulsi garland. When you offer the Lord a Tulsi garland, he's so pleased, he'll give you the fruit of Dvadasi Vrata, of Akadasi Vrata, and Jagran. He'll give you the fruit of that. Wow. What happens if you give him a garland and you stay up all night? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know? Why not? If it's fun, let's do both. Why not? Give him a Tulsi garland and stay up all night. Let's do it again. What happens if you... 6 months of akadasis. Yeah, I can do that. You know, you play with it. All right, you know, eat a meal at noon. Okay, eat a meal after sunset. Did you die? We had fun. It's not that. And I can't do it. All right, sleep 4 hours. Sleep 5 hours. Chant more rounds. If your rounds do not increase, your vrata was karmakandik. It must increase your japa, your commitment, your harikata. Therefore, the joke is, Ramanama ladua, Krishnanama gi, Harinama kandakir, Gori Gori piya, Pipata Bhagavatam rasamalayam. This is a Akadasi Bhojan. Krishna's name and Bhagavatam, harikata. This is a Akadasi Bhojan, right? And everything else. Now, you're always worried. Did I break a codicil? What happens if you break a codicil? You have some, you know, peas in the sabji or something like that. You know, you put a little mustard seeds in there. What happens if you break? Don't eat, nah. Then you don't have to worry about it breaking, you know. Did I break it? I didn't eat nothing, no. That's the best thing. Kulpavas. Okay, I can't eat. I have to eat something. Subhag Swami told me when I was a young brahmachari, I used to do nirjal. After I became middle-aged, the doctors told me that I could get an ulcer. If you fast, you're going to get an ulcer. I have to eat fruits. If you're eating fruits 3-4 times a day, make sure you're memorizing 4 shlokas that day. Subhag Swami told me, look, if I'm going to eat something on Akadasi because for my Jadaragni, he's going to pay for it. That Jadaragni is going to pay for it, Subhag Swami told me. I'm going to memorize something. He's going to pay for it, you know. User pays, you know, make it cost, okay? That's interesting. Govinda Smaranam, make it cost. That's cool. Next thing was, all right, who's exempt? Sanatan Pad discussed it. Children under 8, they can eat, right? I know Brahmin children, though, they said, my parents were so absorbed in Akadasi, there was nothing in the house. I fasted from the time of 3, you know. There was nothing in the house. There was just nothing in the house to eat. My parents didn't cook anything or offer anything. There was none to eat. So we were doing a codicil from the time of 3. What about that? 3 before, I can't remember, they said, you know. They were too small. You know, who remembers, you know? One god sister, how do you chant your rounds when you have a child? I had my child when I was 40, she said. I was breastfeeding him hour on the hour. That's a lot. And while I was breastfeeding my child, I still chanted my malas. And I was selling books and drew a bookstall, she said. And I chanted my 16 rounds by the end of the day. And I wasn't the only lady. It was all the girls who did that. The kids were extra. We served in the temple. When she said that was amazing. Huh. Now, the next thing I asked Atul Krishna is, what about the 90-year-old ladies and the 100-year-old ladies? How many kids did you have? We had 8. And how many rounds did you chant? We chanted a lakh. How did you have 8 kids and chant a lakh? That I want to know. Because it helps us with balance. We did it, nah. Why? Because they had a definition of what was normal that the grandchildren don't have. By the time they're 90 years old, they're happy to leave. These stupid kids, they just can't. The poor public has changed. Everything is so expensive. What is the use of this world? Throw it. Throw the body. By 90 years old, 100 years old, your relatives, your grandparents are happy to leave. See you later, you know. So, Kalpavas. Next, if you are pregnant, okay, they're exempt. Ladies that are pregnant are exempt. The sick, this means almost dead, you know. They can eat. Sanatan Pat said, if you have to break your fast, you wanted to fast, right? But you couldn't. Something happened and you couldn't. Then you ask a Brahmin to fast for you. Or you, your spouse will fast for you. But you cannot pay them. Sanatan Pat said, you cannot pay them remuneration. If you fast on behalf of somebody else, this is good. You get 100 times the fruit. Whoa. Now, you have any guilt complex about your grandparents? They didn't become a devotee. I didn't do enough for them. Do a kadasi vrata. Offer it to Gornitai. Hey, Gornitai, you know where that jiva's going. Let them come to your lotus feet in the future. That's all I ask. Take this fruit. So in your individual capacity, you increase the kadasi. And you give them the fruit. Lilo. And you'll get 100 times the fruit than if you did it yourself. Like that. You're not asking them, give me a house by a sea and a color TV, Om Jai Jagadish Hari. You're not asking. You're not asking for that. No. You know, let them come to your lotus feet in the future. Then in the realm of pure devotional service. It's shubh. You know? And they'll come. Like that. And the Lord is very kind. He listens to his devotees. Saranga Sharana Gati Hoi Bejahara Taharar Parthana Shune Srinandot Kumar. You have, Bhaktivinoda says you have to, your prayers have to be involved with these 6 things. Then Krishna will hear. Okay? So, next, the last one that was exempt is old man after 88. That's called old. After 88 is old. Okay? Everybody else, fast. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Ekadasi Vratama Gita. Gita means anything that's sung. Anything, if it lahari rises in the heart, then you sing it. It comes out of your mouth as song. Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam, anything cool. Ah! Sing it. When lahari rises, you sing it. I asked one Sanskrit pundit in Moscow once about, 1998? Is there any rules for Sanskrit singing? He says, no, because it is lahari. The happiness is rising in the heart. How can you subdue that? Generally, the Lord will give you the raga. Oh, there'll be a traditional tune, you know. He'll help you, you know, like that. Singing. Gangambu, Ganges water. Ganga water is pavitra. You can keep it for time. Or you can invoke it in any ordinary water by chanting the mantra. Vishnu Padambu, Charanamrit. Namani, the holy name. Marane Mukti Dani Cha. So, look, our business is to increase these 6 things exponentially as much as we can. And they're upgradable. You can always improve every single one of those. So, Pakshavardhani Mahadvadashi means improve all 6. Hey! Improve your abhyasanam of all 6. Hey! And then look in your diary. This is how I won and this is how I didn't. So that you can improve the next Ekadasi. That's the idea. Then this is what upavasa means. You reside next to God when you're improving. As Gita says, if you're striving for perfection, you'll get it. It's difficult. You can't stay up at night by yourself. But if you've got 2 or 3 fanatics that will sing with you, then yeah, you got a chance. Next, this is Mahadvadashi. I didn't get the pramanam. Why is Dvadashi dedicated to Tulsi Rani? One Brajavasi pundit friend of mine, I know, all the gopis are up all night with Krishna and Ekadasi, they need a chuti. That's Anumana. That's Manasojati. Basically, it's his opinion. Anumana means if you've got a pramanam, the logic behind the pramanam. That's what Anumana means. Anu is following Manaha's opinion. Your opinion is following what? The Sanskrit pramanam. If you have Sanskrit pramanam, you have Anumana. You have logic. And if you don't, you have Manasojati. You have mental speculation. Yeah, that's good mental speculation of a Brajavasi. Nah, okay, Chalega. But what's the pramanam? I don't know. If you don't know the pramanam, then who cares? I'm waiting. But it's her. This is Sanatan Pat quotes this, only that one shloka from Tulsi Stava, shloka 20. Dvadashi jagare ratro yapatet tulasi stavam dvatvim sharabaradam shakshamyate tasya keshava. Whatever Sanatan Pat tells you is an arrow. If you go there, you'll find 20, 30 more. 20, 30 more shlokas. Far out. Tatastha Lakshana, I understood. She doesn't sleep. It doesn't mean you can bother her. You can't touch her leaves. You can touch her body, but you can't color leaves or anything like that. But you can, if you got some rounds to finish, you can definitely stay with her and chant with her. Rani will help you in the forest, anywhere. Oh, wonderful. How Rani will help you. So this is a her night also. Well, we get two mangoes with one stone. So it's cool. But I don't know where. Do you know? Nobody. Right, it's a test. I'm going to have to do it by myself. Good luck. You know, in my individual capacity, good luck. She's watching you. What are you going to do for me? She's watching you. Now Tulsi Rani will watch and she will see. You know, it's interesting. But try to improve and you keep a diary. What did you do? It's not what you didn't do. It's what did you do? And then it's an impetus to improve. That's the point. When you look at your diary, you go, wait a minute. I danced with my friends, you know, and we had fun. And then, you know, you make up your sleep. Sleep is not a big deal, you know. Cows, I saw it in Vrindavan. I live in the Goshala. You get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, you go outside, the cows are right there walking around like it's just daytime, you know. And cows will take a snap, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. There's one bull named Govinda in the Goshala. He's a Gujarati, you know, it's a big rack, you know, like that. And his brother, Vital, also. They were both got from some slaughterhouse and like that. Sanatan told me. And I saw them. They put their rack in the ground. And I said, hey, the bull is sick? No, he's just resting. And as soon as I said that, Govinda looked up and goes, huh? What did you say, you know? They're just taking a snap for 5 minutes, you know. They're just taking a snap. And these are what bulls do, cows do. So I thought, well, the cows of Vrindavan will teach us how to do Jagaran. You want to know one last trick? Okay. When I was in Simferopol, you know, you start to feel sleepy at 1 o'clock. Wait a minute. All the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis are dancing inside. Wait a minute. I went outside in the cold air, and I would walk for chant my japa, pace up and down for 5 minutes, and wake up. Okay? In Lithuania, it was negative 12. Okay? You open up the window. You open the window, stand by the window. Breathe in about 5 times. Yeah, you know, and close the window, you know, and then, yeah, you're all right for another hour, you know. Don't stop moving. Don't stop chanting. Don't sit down. As soon as you sit down, hang it up, you know. And the problem was I had a pain. And then all my friends that were hanging there out of fear of me, they ran away. You know, as soon as I had to get a massage, I had some horrible pains came or something. So some devotees started to massage me. And as soon as I wasn't looking, they disappeared. You know, but still they'll get something. They'll get something, 25%. If you don't sleep or if you gave your sleep to Krishna, you'll get another 25%, 50% by Jagaran. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj said like that. Real Ekadasi means 2 days, according to Jiva Goswami. And Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchched 299. I read it with Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj in Durban once. He said, you'd make a sankalpa on Dasami, and you take one meal on Dasami, and on Dasami night, you stay up all night. And on Ekadasi, no food, no sleep, and like that. And hear and chant all day and worship the Lord. Like in an 11th canto, you do extra puja, offer him more, like that. And then Paran, you take Charanamrit. You want a little yogurt, water mixed, like that. And if you pour it over the deities, it's supercharged. Now another trick. is if you have deities, like I had to get married to somebody and Krishna Balaram happened to be cheaper and sweeter. So I have to worship them. And you got to worship them, it says, before the Ekadasi Tithi ends. All right? Otherwise, Banuswami sent the Brahmanam, 2 weeks of your puja will go to Vatupi. You know who that fellow was? Vitupi and Vatupi. There were two Rakshasas, and they did this scam. You know, they were going to go approach the sage in the forest. That, and he turned, one of the brothers would chant a mantra, and he would turn his brother into Yagyashishta. Okay? And my dear sage, here is some Yagyashishta. It is remnants of the sacrifice. Some meat or something like that. When the sage ate it, then they would chant the mantra, blow the belly of the stomach, and they would both eat the sadhu. So that was their scam. So they approached Agastya. And Agastya is a kneecap high sadhu. He started the Tamil language. Okay? It's the only language in Indian language that's not based on Sanskrit. You know, really. There is Sanskritized Tamil. Because the Tamilians, Brahmanas, would learn Sanskrit. So they would mix it. Okay? Just like you have Hinglish, you know, Hindi-English mix, right? Right? You got that. Right? You got Indian English, you know, it's like Indian English, it's like different from British English, you know, it's like that. So they would, the Tamil Brahmins would have Sanskrit mixed with Tamil. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, they would, their ears would perk up. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? My godbrother told me this. He's a Brahmin from Coimbatore, and he was translating our book into Tamil in 1981. So he described all this to me. So it was very nice. That there's a Tamilian, Brahminical, Sanskritized Tamil. And that's, they mix it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And they really like it. Okay, it purifies and pleases the ears. Manobiramad. So it pleases the ears. So, Agastya. So what happened was, is they that this demon gave the thing to Agastya. And before they could chant the mantra, then Agastya goes, he digested him. But evidently his subtle form is still in the Akash. If you don't do your puja before Ekadasi Tithi ends, 2 weeks of your puja go to Dvatabi, you know. And, you know, we would rather give the fruit of our Bhagavan Seva to our departed relative or somebody, you know. Let them come to Krishna's lotus feet. Your fallen disciple, somebody. Your fallen somebody. Let them come to Krishna's lotus feet in the future. That's what Ekadasi is about. It's about others. What you can do not only for yourself, your bhajan, but for others. That's what Ekadasi is for. So, you have your, and you can't, the rules of it is you cannot fall asleep the next day. Hey, wait a minute. You're supposed to eat. And Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj mentioned that. Ah, nirjal is nothing. 24 hours is nothing. That's not nirjal. Nirjal is 2 days. Who's doing that? He said. It's actually a fact. Very few people are doing it. So this is why I'm said, your individual capacity. Institutional. If you're temple president, if you're friends, if you get some friends that got something fun out of it, then you can have a party. That's the whole idea. You join somebody else's Ekadasi party. It's not what you lost. I had fun. I don't have time to be with my friends and dance all night, you know. I always happened to be in CIS. Slavic people do not need a permit to dance. You know, they'll dance all night long with abandon. No problem, you know. So we danced all night. It was New Year's Eve. Right? It was Safali Ekadasi. We danced all night. Lovely, right? And then the next one was Putradaya Ekadasi. We had 40 devotees. Danced all night. Lovely, you know? Now it may be a little bit more difficult. If you don't have an organized Ekadasi party to attend, then you're the only one. It's your individual capacity. Pariksha, what are you going to do? Krishna's watching. What are you going to do? And, you know, you have to keep a diary. All right, I chanted this much rounds. All right, I slept this much. You know, like that. What did you gain? What did you lose? What are you going to do next time? You know, it's interesting. When you keep a diary, then Ekadasi becomes fun. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Gopinath Bhagavan, Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai, Nachi Bhagavan ki jai. Chaitanya Nityananda Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Radhana Swami ki jai. Hare Krishna. We're late by 14 minutes. Excuse me. Any questions in my individual capacity, please, you're welcome to come. We're also on email. No problem. Just send your question. No problem. And I have friends. I've got a lot of buddies. You know, if I don't know the answer to your question, we'll toss that question around. We'll get it. We'll get the answer. Otherwise, pop legiga. You know, if I don't get the answer, then pop legiga. I don't want that. So I'll help you get your answer. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. We have to go. Nah. Don't I have to go? Am I not late, Prabhu? 9:30, nah.
One question.
9:30.
One question.
Only one question allowed. All right, anyway. Whatever you say. I cannot refuse you. Of all devotees, I cannot refuse you. How may I serve you?
Thank you very much for a very wonderful, inspiring class on Ekadashi, Maharaj. Maharaj, on Ekadashi, I thought I'll chant more rounds or read more. But I found that Ekadashi is coming on different days. You know, sometimes it comes on a Wednesday. So then I made up my mind that I'll keep one day in a week, you know, like say Tuesday, when I will take out extra time for my self-development, you know, chanting more, reading more, and completely absorbed. So that makes it convenient for my calendar, for my schedule, you know, because I know that this is the day of the week when I can always give.
One day a week?
Yeah.
One day a week, you'll set that day aside and you'll log it in your calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So every Tuesday. And when it is fixed day, it becomes easy. Otherwise, Ekadashi sometimes comes on a Sunday like today, you know.
But wait a second. If lunar calendar, Ekadashi comes every 2 weeks, now, nah? Isn't that fixed?
Yeah, that is true. But it comes in the middle of the week. Nah?
We don't care for solar, now. Nah? We're not Christians. Who cares for the solar calendar? Solar calendar is for your stupid passport or something. You know what I mean? It's not. We follow the lunar calendar. So Ekadashi Tithi is Nirantara. It is regulated. Yeah.
For example, if it falls on a Sunday, so we have Sunday feast program and morning Bhagavatam long class.
Yeah. Sunday feast. You don't have to eat it now. I told you what it. Vishwanath Chakrabarty Pat said. It's a switch. You just... And you can see so much food and no problem now.
But a lot of people come to meet on Sunday.
Sure, let them meet you now.
But if you want to chant
nobody
extra
gets
rounds.
In the way of my Ekadashi. I'll meet them and I'm still going to stay up the rest of the night. You know what I mean? It depends on your vishwas. Let them come and meet you. I'm going to serve them now. If they have a good, sincere question, I'll answer their question, sure.
But if you want to chant 1 lakh names, you know, we need about 8-9 hours.
Woo. Hey, I have a disciple that's chanting 2. And I thought, wow. If my disciple is going to chant 2, then I better chant 1. You know, that was pretty heavy. When I found out, and this disciple is also one that has been pushed by Achala, a very nice Sankirtan devotee in Moscow. And he's been doing a Ekadashi program since 2001. And I was asking him, give me pointers, you know, for the public. You know, what is your Vigyanam after 9 years of trying to do public Ekadashi programs? And they're getting hundreds of devotees in Moscow to chant all night long. They have some yoga club. 1 week they do it in the yoga club, the other week they'll do it in front of the temple. And they were talking about the deities can sleep or not. And I said, oh, come on, you know, Gornatai, you don't think they don't do it in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens? You know, let them stay with you, now. In Simferopol, they stay with us all night long. And it helped the brahmacharis and helped the devotees sing because they can offer to the deities. The deities can stay up. It's not a problem. You know, the problem we have to worry about is the neighbors. You know, we don't have to worry about the pujaris and we don't have to worry about the deities. What we do have to worry about is the neighbors, you know. So, you, like I said, your individual capacity. All right, my institutional capacity, I have to preach to the public and have to be available on Sunday. And I have to be available if they got sincere questions. I'm going to do that, no? And I'm going to also do more. It's tough. It is not undoable. It is doable. You have to be determined, you know. Now, the other one. About other titi of the week, you know, yeah, what I mean?
Any one fixed day of the week, you know.
It's good for regulation, okay? But the next question is there a shastric pramanam for that? That we have to see. If there's a shastric pramanam for that, then we could accept. You follow me? This is how I would adjust that. If there's a shastric pramanam, guru pramanam is pretty easy. Well, if it's anukul yasya sankalpa, if it's good, then you can do it. That may be guru vachanam, okay? Sadhu vachanam should help. But the biggest thing is shastra vachanam. If you've got a Sanskrit, then you really have a substance, you know? And sadhu and guru should support shastra. They'll help you understand it and real. That was the only doubt I had in my mind, is fasting on Tuesday, for example, right? Is there a shastra pramana for that? That we'd have to see. If you've got it, then yeah, you got it. You follow. Do the needful, Srila Prabhupada used to say. Okay, you can do the needful, but I would also dig for the pramana. Because once you got the pramanam, hey, wait a minute, maybe I have to follow this now. Now, maybe you got to chart in your individual capacity, maybe you got to change your scene. But I was thinking, nirantara, Akadasi follows every 2 weeks flat by the calendar. Another aspect of Akadasi was the 11th moon agitated the mind. So that's why you do more puja. Maybe Krishna's senses are transcendentally agitated. We'll give him more. And it's mentioned in Uddhava Gita, Krishna says that Akadasi, you give him more. You do more deity worship, more singing, more arpanam, like that. Yeah.
Maharaj, also on Ekadashi day, should one chant more rounds or take out time to read more Srimad Bhagavatam? Which one would be preferable?
It's both are important. Both are important. Hey, I have a personal confession to make. When I got married to my deities, I was a pujari, nah. So I got married to my deities. And I knew, if I'm going to do this extra deity worship, it means I'm going to have less time for hearing and chanting. But he's going to get it anyway. He is so chatur. Krishna is so chatur. If you're not going to give it to him this way, he's going to get it this way. And they already are pushing me to write their glories. This means hearing and chanting, nah. This means you're going to give it to him anyway. You're giving in any anga of the Navanga Bhakti makes you perfect because it contains Shravan and Kirtan, and the elements of the rest is going to follow. He is so smart. If you don't give it to him, he's not interested in what you put in front of him. He wants what's behind your back. And if you start to give him that, then he'll start to give himself to you. It's so nice. You know? Yeah, that's all I got to say. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Radhisham. Hare Bol. Hey, sir, in my private capacity, we are late. We are offenders, you know? The temple, everybody's got to do their thing. The temple committee, we do not want to offend the temple president and the devotees, okay? In my private capacity, all right? And if you don't have time for any reason, you can always email me, and there's no problem with that. I'll serve your question, sure. Okay, later, in our individual capacity. Because he's a senior man, and because all the temple devotees love him, they said, okay, one question, we'll let you get away with it, you know? He can get away with murder. I can't, you know? I'm sorry. I'm an offender, right? Jai! We're done. One hour, 20 minutes. I was 20 minutes.